I just want to see what it looks like.
There it is.
Wow, that looks yummy.
It is.
So, over here we have our pork, our pulled pork. It's been cooking for 12 hours. Rice, beans made from dried beans. And then I just softened it up with some ham hock.
Oh, okay, I'll go first. My name's Brittany Dumog.
I'm Nina Vizcarrondo.
We are currently partners and co-owners of the food truck called Castaways.
Castaway brings the flavors of a different kind of island life to Sitka. One where the sun shines a bit more often and the temperature hovers well above 55 degrees Fahrenheit.
So I'm from Puerto Rico. Brittany here, she lived in Key West. We decided to add a little, you know, different kind of flavor to Sitka.
We're doing Puerto Rican and Cuban food right now. A Cuban sandwich with plantain chips and then slow roasted organic North Pole pork served with red rice, beans, and salad.
You heard that right. North Pole pork, as in North Pole, Alaska. Vizcarrondo and Dumog want to source local where possible. But finding Alaskan sources for ingredients means a lot of legwork. Not that many people raise livestock here, and moving stuff from point A to point B presents plenty of challenges.
We found a farm in North Pole, Alaska that raised pigs. There's like so many logistics that we don't think about. The farm is over here, slaughterhouse is over here, the airport's over here.
That's right. They actually have to make pigs fly to get their meat from processor to plate.
We actually get them pretty fast through Alaska Air, so it's Alaska local and delicious.
But not all fixtures of tropical cuisine can even grow in Alaska, like plantains. Vizcarrondo explains how she gets them while she serves customers where the truck is parked at Fortress of the Bear.
And our plantain chips are from Miami. I called the guy. I was like, it's hard to get plantain chips up here. So I called the company straight up and the guy was like, Alaska?
The logistics are part of the fun and speak to the bigger motivation behind the food truck. Giving locals an avenue to experience what the world beyond Sitka tastes like.
You know, larger families or families of any size that just aren't able to travel throughout the lower 48 or who wouldn't want to take a trip down to Puerto Rico or southern Florida to get that kind of cuisine. It kind of just broadens everyone's diversity, taste of palate, just to experience different cultures here in Sitka. I think it's really important.
Vizcarrondo and Dumog came up with the idea for Castaway just 2 months ago. They quickly got off the ground thanks to a $1,500 grant from the Sitka Local Foods Network. The co-owners met in the Coast Guard, where Vizcarrondo was a cook and Dumog ran ordering.
Logistics, sourcing, shipping, that's what I have experience in. And then Nina, of course, brings her talent to the kitchen.
She ordered the goodies. I cooked the goodies.
And then Sitkins get to eat the goodies. Vizcarrondo and Dumog have found their strongest support so far in the local community.
We're here thanks to the local support. Tourists don't really want to eat Alaskan pork.
I think we're kind of carving our own path right now, just not doing Alaskan seafood. I think that it's a completely new avenue and a new lane for the both of us, because we're here for locals and our main goal is just to feed families here.
Hello. Are you pork, rice, and beef for me?
Yes, you may.
Okay, girl, what do we got? We
have
two rice and beans.
Two rice and beans.
We are castaway. You cast away to the Caribbean.
It looks that way.
The captains have yet to decide where the castaway kitchen heads next. But for now, Sitkins can island hop with Alaskan pork, Caribbean style. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Nina Sparling.